Afternoon, my five people of the world. You are now tuned in to The Filer, hosted by your girl, Katie. Yes, that's me. So I just want to jump into this juiciness real quick. We just gonna dive on in. I can't hold this in no more. Y'all know, this is your girl, Katie, from The Filer. So let's talk about this. Okay. We all know Cardi B always reps the Bloods. We know. You know, I gotta start it off with Cardi B. You know, she can do the hottest thing out here right now. So, but I just wanna talk about, like, I don't care who you are. Like, she is wearing a nice little outfit. Yeah, seriously. On this, like, come on, people sending off threats to her, talking about people from the West Coast talking about, so don't come to LA, she gonna make her that coin. I don't know about that one. Then somebody else telling her, now why you gonna do this? F it, Cardi, this is literally West Coast suicide. B, better get neutral. Like, really? She can't wear the color blue. You can rep the Bloods all day. That's in your blood. That's you. That's who you are. That's who your people know you are. But she can't wear the color blue. Like, dang, that's a... I'm not about to wear red all day. Like, I love the Bloods. I love the Crips. Look, but we ain't about to wear blue and red all day. Now, come on. That's just doing too much. All right, so you know I had to hit that. So, let's get into... Oh man, there's so many juicy stuff going on. Oh my goodness. I don't even know what to hit y'all with just yet. I mean, we all know Jermaine Dupri will be inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, which I think he earns it. We gotta give him a hand. Clap, clap, clap. You know. Hey, about time though, you know. I mean, he's a legend in this game. You gotta pay homage to the people who really have been paving the way for people. Like, you can't just let that go. So, who else should we talk about? So, like, there's so much going on. So many people just be, you know, just going at it. Oh, Remy. We gotta talk about Remy and Vincent. Yes, she gonna fire Vincent as her manager because he was trying to work on his marriage. Okay, girl. I mean, shoot, it's affecting your bag. I mean, hey, you gotta leave it alone. You gotta move on to the next. If it ain't helping you catch a coin, you gotta drop it. That's all I gotta say. But my new favorite person in the game right now, y'all know her, is the funniest comedian, the realest down-to-earth actor ever. She just show all her little true colors with a black unicorn self. Tiffany Haddish, yes, that's what I'm talking about. And she, among a whole lot of other ladies, are beautiful black women that are going to be recognized by the Essence at the annual Black Women in Hollywood event. And I'm so proud of them. Like, you know, you gotta give your women that trophy. You know, sometimes, like, you gotta put them up there. You gotta let them know that, yeah, we see you, boo. We see you, boo. So, let's see. Who else? You know, Cardi B always looking fine in that Fashion Nova. You know. Who else did great with the Trina? Always looking bad. Let me tell y'all, never even know. Fabulous, yo, Fabulous, y'all sleeping on Fab, y'all. That boy be fine. Y'all forgetting his girl is one of the coldest stylists in the game, and that man be fine, wearing pink and all. He gonna show up and show out, okay? But, you know, we gotta get into all these beautiful black couples. The hearts were looking so nice. Oh my gosh, they're so beautiful anyway. So cute, so funny. But why Kevin try to get on that stage for the Super Bowl? No, boo-boo. But y'all know, let's get into these hits again. Tune in to the follow, like, tell a friend, share, like. See y'all later. Thanks for staying tuned in to the Filer, my five people of the world. Now, because it's Black History Month, yes, it is. We're Black 365 days a year, but, you know, we love this little month, too. So, I want to bring a shine light to the one and only Robert H. Lawrence Jr., Chicago native, who was born in 1935. And he became the first African-American astronaut. His name is Robert H. Lawrence. Google it, B. Also, people want to shine light on the earthquake that happened in Taiwan. Let's send our prayers out to them and their families. Let's also not forget about the people in Flint, Michigan. Let's not forget about the people that are going through their tragedies in Puerto Rico. They still need help. People to help out there. Help build, rebuild the beautiful city we all love to go and vacay to. And also, I want to give a big shout out to all the people who have been helping, who's constantly donating, constantly going over there, sacrificing their time and their lives as well. Now let's get back into the music. You guys are tuned into the Filer, and this is your girl Katie. Now that's K-A-T-T-I-E. Okay, baby. Let's get back into this music, y'all. Hey, y'all. Thanks for tuning in to the Filer. Now we're going to jump right back in to this juiciness, because y'all already know. The best of the best, one of our hit favorite shows, is coming back now. It's coming back. And y'all know what I'm talking about. Martin Lawrence, y'all already know. So we about to listen to what Tisha Campbell had to say about this, y'all. Let's listen.
I can't tell you. His fiance put it on Instagram, so we know. Martin's fiance put it on Instagram. Do you want to be Gina again? Do you want to
tell you something? It has been an honor to be Gina all these years, and it's surprising that people still love those characters so much. So
I can't tell you guys anything, but it has been.
All I'm saying is that just told us that right there. The reboot is coming. It's happening. We already know. We ain't getting no other cast members. We want the same people. You know, rest in peace to Tommy. You know, that was our man without a job. Which, you know, we all loved his character as well. What's going on? What's going on, y'all? Y'all, hit me up. Let me in on something. Call me. All right, y'all. Better get back into these hits. Thanks for tuning in, my five people. Again, we gonna recap on this. So, Quincy Jones is a player, y'all. If y'all didn't know, this man got 22 girlfriends, and they all know about each other. I'm not playing with these old folks, man. They the originals. They can't even lie. They're originals. That's where we get it from. Again, let me tell you, I cannot wait when I tell y'all for the Black Panther movie. Man, I know y'all ready for this. I'm not ready, but I'm ready. Okay? again. Let's see, what else is going on? Chuck Berry's estate finally authorized a biopic of his life. About time, you know, we need to know more of his legacy, his life. Like, let's shine a light on that, because it was a great musician, opened up a lot of doors for people, and started the whole rock and roll movement, you know. You dig? Also, yeah, I really want to thank you guys for tuning in again. Tell a friend. What else are we looking forward to? So-called Bad Boys 3 is coming now. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for any movie. I'm a movie kind of seer. Okay. So, what else I want you guys to do? And please, please tell a friend, share, like, listen to me on iTunes, subscribe. Because I love you guys. And I love giving you guys the news. Also, don't forget to go watch The Four, because that show is the shit. Okay, that's all I gotta say. Cause I love all the musics. You got to find a lot of upcoming artists that are coming up on there, and they're giving themselves a shot. They're putting themselves on that platform in front of some great people. So, you know, we gotta tune into that. Support our man Diddy and Khaled, you know. But I'm just saying, I love you guys so much, okay? And don't forget to get y'all a honey something nice for Valentine's Day, okay? Because, let me tell you, you do that, best believe you gonna get them doodles. Them jitter rolls. Yes, I said that. Also, let's see, what else can we talk about? You know, I just love my people, okay? Black History Month is going down. You know, we gotta pay homage to everybody. Prince, that was a great thing JT did for Prince. Super Bowl, they went in, okay? And also, we're going to shine a light on Alan Allensworth. If you don't know, Google it. It's Black History Month. Okay, baby. Y'all going to get to know these people, okay? Also, y'all, guess who is finally getting their own movie? Okay. Rosa Parks, child. Rosa Parks. About time. I'm just saying. About time. Because we're black 365 days a year. We talk about it. We love it. We are it. And we're going to boast it. Okay? And we don't want to forget about all the people that we lost last year. You know, this is February. We started a new year out. From the police brutality, violence. Again, you know, we just got to look past. You know, not look past what people are doing that are in that state of mind, but we just gotta live our life. That's all I'm gonna say. Just live your life and just be you. I'm not saying give people probable cause to do anything to you, but live your life, be you, because there's nothing more satisfying than that. And all I want to do is thank my loves, my five people out there in this beautiful, beautiful world we have, for tuning in. I will see, or, you know, listen to y'all next Friday. Love y'all. Thank you. Tune in. Follow. Katie is your girl. This is your girl Katie, and you have been tuned in to The Fire Alert, my vibe people of the world. Love ya.